This is the Attraction Factor with Pam Thomas on Empower Radio. 30 minutes to supercharge your life, move past negativity, and reclaim your personal power. Now, here's your host, Pam Thomas, on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the Attraction Factor. Have you ever felt buried under old stories, past hurt, and maybe even the day-to-day, so much so that you question your own identity, or maybe even your own worth? Or maybe you struggled with the question, what could I possibly have to offer? When we get buried under the stink of it all, it's hard to see the goodness. It's hard to even connect with ourselves, much less feel like doing so. Today, my special guest, life coach Sharon Larson, will share some insight into how to grow from all the stink. So do stick with us and get those shovels ready because we're going to do some cultivating. First, I want to say thank you to Brent Carey, the visionary and guiding force behind Empower Radio, as well as our fabulous producer, Nate, for their support this week. It's an honor to be working with such a great team that helps me to bring the Attraction Factor to you each week. And now for the Attraction Factor tip of the week, beating the living crap out of negativity. You know, for those of you who know me or have listened to past shows, you know that I'm all about removing the self-deprecating talk in our heads. That 2x4 that we swing when we aren't feeling on top of our game or where times get a little tough. While I can't stand that metaphoric 2x4, I have found a more positive purpose for it. And that is to use it to smack the living daylights out of negativity. So for this week, I'd like to encourage you to try some of the following positive 2x4 swinging techniques to beat the crap out of any negativity that may be looming and to protect yourself. First and foremost, smile big and smile often. A few years ago, I ran across this really great quote, "Keep smiling. It makes people wonder what you're up to." So everywhere you go this week, just smile. Smiling is often contagious. You might just make someone else's day just by smiling, as well as your own. Next, bury your head in the sand. No, I'm not talking about avoiding reality. What I'm talking about is carefully choosing the news to read and watch. Getting caught up in all the garbage and subjecting yourself to a constant barrage of dark negative news is not going to help raise your energy level or keep you positive. So keep the negative news to a minimum. And avoid negative conversations. Just like with your news, choose your conversations wisely. Try to engage in conversations that give you energy rather than take it away. And also, I think it's important to share the love and the peace. Just because others might be rude or even inconsiderate, that doesn't mean you have to follow suit. Try doing the exact opposite. Let someone merge in front of you in traffic. Ask another person how they are and really mean it. You might be surprised by the outcome and how it makes you feel. And what's really important is during the negative times, keep breathing. When negativity is bearing down, we often forget to keep breathing. Our breathing becomes shallow and it becomes faster. Try breathing in and out deeply 4 times. Not only does breathing do a body good, but it helps chase away any fear and negativity. And last but not least, have fun and laugh a lot. Fun and laughter are an awesome antidote for negativity. Let's not let any negativity surrounding us bring us down. Join me in swinging that 2x4, not at ourselves, but at the negativity. As always, I welcome your thoughts, I welcome your comments and your questions. If you have something you wish to share, please feel free to do so via email at pam@whatswithinyou.com or join me on my Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IBBC2011. And now for our great topic, growing from stink, unearthing the extraordinary you. It is my pleasure and my privilege to introduce you to a friend and a colleague and life coach, Sharon Larson. For nearly 3 years, women's life coach, Sharon Larson of Sharon Together, has said it like it is. From her Iowa acreage, she lives her dream of helping other extraordinary women create the life they crave. Although her voice is calm, and you're going to find that it is, Sharon is known for saying what needs to be said, but in a way that brings hope to the surface.
Her 8-week teleseminars are designed to remove the little messes life creates and uncover the new growth and possibilities within every person. Together, she and the women she coaches revive the passion, the energy, and the momentum it takes to step out of the victim role and begin a life of ownership, intention, and joy. Sharon, thank you so much for being here with me today. It is such a pleasure to have you.
Hi, Pam. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, it is awesome. And I cannot wait to share some of the great things that you're up to with the listeners. You know, I think of you as a cultivator of extraordinary, which I think is absolutely awesome. And I really admire. I'm curious, how did you become a cultivator?
Well, I never looked at myself as a cultivator, but I love being called a cultivator of extraordinary. So thank you for that new title.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Very clever. I would say I became a cultivator after I cultivated myself. There was a time way back when I felt like I was at a dead end. I convinced myself I had no options, that things were the way they were, and that I just had to live with it. So basically, I was acting like a victim of my own life until one day I sort of woke up to the fact that I had choices and I could take back an active role in my life. So after removing all the loads of stink in me, I was able to cultivate what I call extraordinary. And now I want everyone else to do the same.
What a great aspiration to have. And I know you've traveled down several paths in your lifetime, which I think makes you, what I said, a cultivator of extraordinary. So I'm curious, though, what does stink mean to you?
Well, it's actually an acronym, and the people on my teleseminars get to find out what it stands for. But to me, stink is anything that weighs me down, kind of takes away all of my positive energy, and it prevents me from growing, it prevents me from experiencing joy. It's something that I didn't necessarily ask to be in my life, but it somehow got there regardless, and mm-hmm. It decided to squash the ability for me to be me. That's what I think stink is.
Well, and it resonates as you were describing it. I was thinking, yeah, absolutely. We get, you know, as I said in the intro, we get barraged with all sorts of different things on a day-to-day basis that can lead up to that stink. So, you know, from your perspective, and the work you've done with the clients that you've worked with, what do you feel keeps people from letting go of the stink?
I know that that varies from person to person, but in my experience and the conversations that I have with women, I kind of heard two themes that seem to come up over and over again that prevent people from letting go of it. The mm-hmm. first, I would say, is we don't think we have options. We program ourselves to see nothing other than what's in front of us. So we totally miss out on seeing all the possibilities that we really do have. So the first one is I just don't think we realize we have options. The second one, once we finally embrace the fact that we have options, then we get scared. So it's that fear of creating a new normal or taking a step out of the norm that makes it super hard for us to let go of that stink.
So, you know, if we're not able to fully let go of it, how do we grow from it?
Well, I'm glad you put a positive spin on things, because that stink isn't all so bad after all. It does grow some great stuff. And we definitely can grow from all the stinky things that life splatters all over us from time to time. So, Pam, I'm sure you knew this was coming. The farm girl... It can't help but compare this to spreading manure out in the field. All this stink in our lives acts as a fertilizer for us to grow. But only, and I repeat, oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, what a great analogy. I'm sorry to interrupt. It just was like, wow, what a great analogy. So please continue. I apologize.
Yeah. Well, I just couldn't help it. I had that's what the little vision is in my head. But the stink is only good as long as we keep it at a manageable level. So just like too much fertilizer out in the farmer's crops can burn the crop, too much stink in our lives can kind of burn us by squashing our spirit, or we can become resentful and it can trample us down to the point where we are utterly exhausted. So yeah. Balance is the key.
You bet. You bet. You know, I know when there's too much stink in my world, I have absolutely no energy. And then when other requests come in, you know, that, as you mentioned, that resentment has a tendency to set in. And for me, that's not who I am. So not being connected to who I am just, you know, further perpetuates the stink, if that makes sense.
Yep. Stink on top of stink.
Absolutely. So tell me, what are some of the benefits to growing from all that stink?
Oh, there's so many benefits. And for me to put that into words, that's difficult. So I know my clients are used to me sharing little pictures, kind of like my fertilizer image. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to share another one with you. I'm looking out at my garden actually right now, and I just planted green beans, and the little sprouts are just now peeking through. And if you've ever planted beans before, you know the excitement when you start to see something that you planted grow. But sometimes when you look down in the row of beans, of little sprouts, you see a couple of spots where a bean plant hasn't quite peeked through yet. And usually it's because there happens to be a big rock-like clump of dirt sitting on top of it, and the little bean plant just couldn't push its way through that dirt. But if you carefully move that clump, you can see the plant, and it's all beautiful and curvy and green. And as soon as you remove that, it soaks up the sun, and it almost looks like it's stretching and breathing and smiling and almost thanking you for letting the little bean plant be what it wanted to be. And that's the only way I can explain the benefits of removing that stink. It's like you're free to be you.
Oh, I love it.
Little picture.
I love it. I love that picture. And I love that analogy. And I love that imagery. I think that is absolutely amazing. And, you know, really, it makes a lot of sense that when we remove it and we can breathe the air and feel the sunshine, how we can grow and how we can become stronger and better as people. That's awesome. You know, speaking of which, would you mind sharing a success story with us?
A success story? I would love to. I think when I look back, the ultimate success story is that when I removed some of this heaviness that I felt in my life, I remember thinking, you know, what am I growing? What am I uncovering? But because I removed all of it, I was able to grow as a coach. Mm-hmm. And I was able to have opportunities to share everything I learned with everybody else. And so my success story basically is, because of what I decided to change in me, I can now help other people make changes too. And it's like this gift that keeps on giving, you know, it just goes on, and those people become stronger and they can be stronger to help other people. And I consider that to be a pretty awesome success story.
Oh, that is an amazing success story, and I appreciate you sharing
it. It's also hard to say.
It is also hard to say, and I'm feeling a little tongue-tied today. You know, it makes me think, too, we all get bombarded with different things on a regular basis. I mean, life is messy. Let's face it. Let's be real about that. And I think it comes down to, I know for me personally, it comes down to choice and how I choose to look at things. But what do you say to the person who says, yeah, Sharon, that's really great, and I love your success story, but that couldn't possibly happen for me?
Well, that kind of goes back to options. So many of us feel stuck.
Mm-hmm.
We think that we are just destined for whatever is at the moment, and it really isn't true. And no, my story of success isn't necessarily going to be yours or another person's. They're all different. They're all customized. But we also all have the ability to make that customized life. We all can. So I would never urge anyone, you know, look at my story and go do the same thing. No, no, no. You go do what is right for you. It's out there.
Well, and it's such a great point. I mean, it's doing what's right for us. And you're right, it is out there. And I know you probably bump up against this quite a bit as a coach. I know I do. Many people saying, well, I'm being told I should be doing this in order to move past my stink, or I'm being told that this is the way to move past my stink. So I think it's important for people to recognize it really is a matter of finding what is right and what's best for you. But also taking I'd love your thoughts on this, but taking what other people have used and utilized as a means for maybe a resource or a means to tweak and make your own. What do you think about that?
I think that's exactly right. I think we can learn from others, not necessarily what step to take next, but maybe we can pick up a spark, you know, maybe just, you know, wow, that person can do it. I can too. There's hope. We get hope from other people's growth. It's contagious. And another thing I want to point out too, Pam, stink isn't something to be ashamed of. It's not bad. Mm-hmm. It is not bad. And, you know, so many people talk to me almost like they're embarrassed that they have it. But you know what? We all do. Every one of us. Myself included, we all have it, and we're all in this together, but in our own ways.
Well, you know, and again, I'm really glad you shared that, because it isn't bad, and I think with stink sometimes, I've noticed, comes that guilt of, well, I shouldn't have this, or I should have my stuff all together. And I think it's empowering that you, even as a coach, will say, you know, I have my own stink. I certainly can raise my hand and tell you I do. Absolutely. You know, life does throw curveballs. Yeah. Oh, you bet.
Yes. I mean, there's no way that I want to be able to say to someone that it's not easy. I don't want to make it ever look like it's something that it's not. It's hard work, but it's work that can be done, mm-hmm. Especially in the company of other people who understand.
And that's, you know, I know you offer a program, and we'll talk about that momentarily. I think that's why programs such as yours are so helpful, because you're in a group with like-minded people who are going through very similar things. So it's a matter of, you know, knowing you're not alone. You're not the only person that accumulates stink.
Right.
We all
it's
do.
Super comforting. I know
on that very first call,
people, you can hear, you know, dare I say something, you know, dare I say that I feel the same way. And then slowly the whole phone line takes a deep sigh. It's almost like we all do it together. It's like, oh, we're normal. Everyone wants to feel normal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And everyone wants to feel that they're not alone. I have found that to be the case. So it's such, like I said, it's such a great service that you're providing with your program and with your coaching, that you're helping people, A, recognize that we all have stink. It's part of being human, but that they're not alone, and there are tools to help them to grow from it, to cultivate their own extraordinary being. Speaking of which, you know, what are some ways you could offer to our listeners to start growing from their own stink?
Well, I have a little three-step process that I call the stink removal process. I use it in my teleseminar, and during that time, we dig really deep into these three steps. But for the listeners here today, let me just say, the first step, be honest with yourself and look at the stink in front of you. I know we try really hard to kind of put it aside and not see it, but we can't grow from something if we don't acknowledge its existence. So definitely stop and look at it and see what kind of stink you're dealing with. Step two, make a list of what all your options are in regards to how you could handle your stink. And the key here, Pam, is to write out not just the obvious ones, your obvious options, but also the ones that you wouldn't even really consider entertaining as an option. All of them need to be exposed so that you can make a decision that's right for you. And a lot of times, just seeing all the options on paper gets us out of that stuck mode that we seem to be in. Like, wow, I thought I had no choices, but I do. Look at them all. Even though I wouldn't entertain half of them, there they are.
And so, I don't mean to step on you there, but so basically, if I'm clear on this, it's writing down every single option, regardless of whether you think it's a ridiculous option or a not very doable option, still writing down all the options and making sure you have them on paper.
Yes, exactly. Dare to write down the things that you don't want to. It's okay. It's okay to do. And step three, grab your virtual shovel and start removing all the stink that's piled up so high that it won't allow you to breathe and to stretch and to bask in the sunshine of who you are. And this is the addicting step because it feels super good to breathe again. So once you start shoveling, it's really addicting. You just want to keep shoveling and getting rid of it all.
I think that's great. The one thing that comes to mind for me is, you know, and I'm not trying to be a negative Nelly here, but during that step three, what do you do with folks who say, oh my God, all my stink is so overwhelming?
Yeah, and that happens too. A lot of times we can look at the stink we have in our lives, and sometimes there's one action you can choose that will eliminate a lot of it. But then again, you know, that's where you look at your options and see, well, gosh, you know, I've got this, that, and the other, and it seems so overwhelming. Well, sometimes, you know, even just the first step of I'm going to set boundaries for myself, that might take care of a lot. It's just really looking to see what the common threads are, you know, and you understand, you and I as coaches, that's what we do. We look for those common threads. And
you bet.
How we get people past that. It is overwhelming. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I'm convinced, Pam, that it is more overwhelming to do nothing and let it bug you every single day.
Amen to that. So, you know, I know we only have a few more minutes left, and I don't want to end this show without having you tell us a little bit more about the program you have beginning in June that helps people grow from their own stink.
Okay. It's an 8-week seminar that takes place over the phone every Sunday morning for Sunday evening for 1 hour. It starts June 3rd. The title is actually a little bit different than what we're having here on the air. The acronym is something different that we don't want to say on the air. But anyway, it's still a program that's designed to dig super deep into those three steps we talked about and to give people a sense of empowerment and joy. And, you know, I lived it, Pam. I grew from it. And now I want to share it with everyone. It's in 8 weeks. It's awesome.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I know it's awesome. I've read, you know, the outline for it, and it really is an amazing program. And my hat is off to you, Sharon, for birthing it and bringing it out into the world. How can people sign up if they're interested?
They can go to my website, which is www.sharontogether.com. And Sharon is Sharon together. If they go to the upcoming events page, they'll see the seminar sign up there. Or Also, they can go to my Sharon Together Facebook page. I post information on it there as well. And just so you know, for all the listeners, I'm going to keep the price down for everyone out there until the end of the week. After that, it's going to go back up to what it normally is. So if you're interested, jump on it this week.
Awesome. Awesome. Sharon, thank you so much for being here. It is such a pleasure, as always, to spend time with you, and I really appreciate you bringing your shovel with you today.
And we didn't get too dirty. It was okay.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. You bet. And to all our listeners, I hope you enjoyed today's topic. As always, it is a pleasure to share this time with you. If you have any questions about this show or any of the other Attraction Factor show, or you just need a little extra support, please reach out to me, pam@whatswithinyou.com. I also want to invite you to tune in next week when we explore the topic, Be plus Do equals Have, attracting more of the good stuff. Until next week, please be well and keep amping up your Attraction Factor.